Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 12. The Reverend Rob Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, the first chapter. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good, if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their mothers, their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, with which I have been entrusted. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. O Lord, have mercy on us. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Readings from our Lutheran confessions, the small called articles, portions of articles 2, 3, and 4. Here we hold that the law was given by God, first, to restrain sin by threats and the dread of punishment, and by the promise and offer of grace and benefit. All this failed because of the evil that sin has worked in humanity. For by the law, some people were made worse sinners, those who are hostile to the law because it forbids what they like to do and commands what they do not like to do. Wherever they can escape punishment, they do more against the law than they did before. These are the unrestrained and the wicked, who do evil wherever they have opportunity. The rest become blind and arrogant. And as has been said above about the scholastic theologians, they conceive the opinion that they are able to keep the law by their own powers. From this come the hypocrites and false saints. But the chief office or force of the law is to reveal original sin with all its fruit. It shows us how very low our nature has fallen, how we have become utterly corrupted. The law must tell us that we have no God, that we do not care for God, and that we worship other gods, something we would not have believed before and without the law. In this way, we become terrified, humbled, depressed. We despair and anxiously want help, but see no escape. We begin to be an enemy of God and to complain, and so on. This is what Paul says: the law brings wrath. Sin is increased by the law. The law came in to increase the trespass. Article 3 on repentance. The New Testament keeps and urges this office of the law, as St. Paul does when he says, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." Also, the whole world may be accountable to God. No human being will be justified in his sight. And Christ says, "The Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin." This is God's thunderbolt. By the law, he strikes down both obvious sinners and false saints. He declares no one to be in the right, but drives them all together to terror and despair. This is the hammer. As Jeremiah says, "Is not my word like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" This is not active contrition or manufactured repentance. It is passive contrition, true sorrow of heart, suffering, and the sensation of death. This is what true repentance means. Here a person needs to hear something like this: "You are all of no account, whether you are obvious sinners or saints in your own opinions. You have to become different from what you are now. You have to act differently than you are now acting, whether you are great, wise, powerful, and holy as you can be. Here, no one is godly." But to this office of the law, the New Testament immediately adds the consoling promise of grace through the gospel. This must be believed. As Christ declares, "Repent and believe in the gospel." That is, become different, act differently, and believe my promise. John the Baptist, preceding Christ, is called a preacher of repentance. But this is for the forgiveness of sins. That is, John was to accuse all and convict them of being sinners. This is so they can know that they are before God and acknowledge that they are lost, so they can be prepared for the Lord to receive grace and expect and accept from him the forgiveness of sins. This is what Christ himself says: "Repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in my name to all nations." Whenever the law alone exercises its office without the gospel being added, there is nothing but death and hell, and one must despair, as Saul and Judas did. St. Paul says, "Through sin, the law kills." On the other hand, the gospel brings consolation and forgiveness. It does not do so just in one way, but through the word and sacraments and the like, as we will discuss later. As Psalm 130 says, against the dreadful captivity of the law, "With the Lord is plentiful redemption." Article 4, the Gospel. We will now return to the Gospel, which does not give us counsel and aid against sin in only one way. God is superabundantly generous in his grace. First, through the spoken word, by which the forgiveness of sins is preached in the whole world. This is the particular office of the Gospel. Second, through baptism. Third, through the holy sacrament of the altar. Fourth, through the power of the keys. Also through the mutual conversation and consolation of brethren, where two or three are gathered, and other such verses. Thus far our confessions.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.